Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
We are like children. We're painted on canvases, picking up shades as we go. We start off with gesso, brushed on by...
This is Soundcheck, and I'm actually not Christian McBride. I actually am John Schaefer. I'm going to build upon that last stumble I made going out there. Vocalist Gregory Porter exploded onto the jazz scene in 2010 with his debut album, Water, which earned him a Grammy nomination. Gregory and I worked together not too long ago at Riverside Church here in New York, and I was immediately struck by his musicality and his deep knowledge of football. Gregory's latest album is called Be Good, and here he is in the studio with his band to give us a taste of it live. Here's Gregory Porter with On My Way to Harlem, live on Soundcheck.
Can you hear his echo still? Somebody say you can't keep me away from where I was born. I was baptized by my daddy's horn. No, no, you can't keep me away from where I was born. I was raised up by the sound. Thank you. sweet sound of the jazz man's horn. Oh, I found out on my way through Harlem. Ellington, he don't live round here. Can you hear his echo? I can hear his echo loud and clear. You can't keep me away from where I was born. I was baptized by my daddy's horn. No, you can't keep me away from where I was born. I was raised up by the sweet sound. Folks say that Marvin Gaye, he used to play, was going on right over there. I swear, hey, there goes that A train. Hey, there goes that A train.
Gregory Porter, yes, with sir. On My Way to Harlem from his new recording, Be Good. Mm-hmm. Welcome to Soundcheck, brother.
Thank you so much.
You sound absolutely amazing.
Oh, man. Thank you. Thank you.
Now, your new recording is mostly originals, as was your first album. How did you get into songwriting? I've always been fascinated with songwriters.
You know, my mother was a minister, and, you know, You have to go with where the spirit moves you, she used to say. And so, and you know, melodies, lyrics, thoughts come to me in the most average of places. You know, when I wake up in the morning, I'm having my coffee. When I'm walking down the street, when I'm bird watching, which is something I like to do in Brooklyn. There's themes and ideas. When I watch children walking to school, you know, I'm just inspired, and I can hear the music to their little footsteps, and I can hear music to you know, my broken heart sometimes, and so it just kind of comes to me naturally. I don't, you know. Yeah.
Do you play the piano at all? Do you write on the piano? Do you write away from the piano?
No, I communicate greatly with my piano player, Chip Crawford. For both records, I can work things out on the computer, but I use my voice. You know, I use my original instrument to do most of my the beginning basis of my songs. I just work them out, on my phone, and then we go and put it on paper, and then we work it out musically, just, you know, sitting in a room. And
Now, you and I don't know if you know this, but you and I shared a common dream at one point.
Oh,
we
yeah.
both wanted to play in the NFL.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, you grew up in Bakersfield, correct?
Yeah, Bakersfield, California.
Now, who was your team growing up? Was it the Raiders, the Rams, or the Chargers?
Yeah, when I was in college, it was the Chargers, but I grew up loving the Rams. We had a raggedy Rams football helmet that we wore for years. The thing had cheese and chicken in it, and we put it on our head for years, and so yeah, it was the Rams.
So you and I are the same age, so I know you must have been heartbroken when they left LA and moved to St. Louis.
Yeah, I was, but you know, I still you know, I still followed him.
Still a Rams man, huh?
I still had the jersey, so I was like, you know, I can't let it go.
The last time you were on Soundcheck, you said that jazz is all about love and protest. I assume we see those same elements on your latest recording.
Yeah. Protest in you know, there's a whole bunch of ways of protest. I think with the first album, you know, there was a song on there that touched on domestic violence. So this, you know, protest is not always about something political. It could also be about something in concerning the heart. You know, the lyric was, he put some scars on your face and bruised your grace with friends. You know, that's talking about, you know, a man that would go to put his hands on a woman. I'm talking about that as well. I'm protesting about that as well. Definitely the love portion of this new album is coming from Be Good. It's coming from the song Imitation of Life. And the protest element comes to the song that we just sang, On My Way to Harlem. It's just a conversation about how does a neighborhood change? Does it change because, you know, people just don't have enough money to live in live where they grew up anymore? Does it happen by, you know, outside forces? I don't know. I just want to have the conversation, and I do know that Harlem is so rich in culture that it needs to be protected and preserved. And it's been a place that I thought about my entire life because the great music and the great books and film and just explosion of artistic creativity that comes out of that soil. So, yeah.
Well, why don't we hear another song? Why don't you do the title track for us, Be Good?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Gregory Porter here on Soundcheck.
I trim my lion's claws and I cut my mane, and whoa, I would if I could, but that woman treats me the same. She said, "Lion, the made for cages, just to look at and delight. You dare not let them walk around, 'cause they might just bite." Oh, does she know what she does when she dances around my cage? Thank you. the name. I sing my lion song, brush my mane, and she would, and she could. So she pulled my lion's tail and caused me pain. She said, lions are made for cages. Just to look at and delight. You dare not let them walk around, cause they might just bite. Whoa, does she know what she does when she dances around my cage? Be Good is her name. I trim my lion's claws and I cut my mane. Oh, and I would if I what she does when she dances around my cage. Be good, be good, be good, be good, be good, be good, be good. Ah.
Gregory Porter, ladies and gentlemen. That was Gregory Porter with that wonderful voice of his, accompanied by Mr. Chip Crawford on piano, Aaron James on the bass, Emmanuel Harold on the drums, and Mr. Yosuke Sato on the alto saxophone. Gregory, late last year, you released an EP of remixes of your song, 1960 What?
Yeah.
From your first album. Are you into electronic music?
Yeah, well, you know, this is an interesting thing. You know, you create a piece of music and you put it out there into the world, and you don't know how it's going to come back to you. You know, some the ways that it comes back to you generally is people coming up, walking up to you and shaking your hand and saying, oh, man, I love your CD, I love your music. Sometimes it comes back to you and say, well, I took your song and I did this with it. And so some interesting DJs, really from around the world, did such with my music, and I basically it came back to me, and I sorted through it, and there was some dope remixes, and so we put them together and put them out there, and people have been loving it. I just got a message from South Africa that 1960 What is a dance hall anthem. And they're like, you know, when you're coming out, I'm like,
congratulations.
I'll be there.
This is some of it playing in the background right now.
Yeah.
Who are some of your favorite DJs?
Wow. Now you put me on the spot.
Well, I actually can guess who some of your favorite DJs are, because I know, being a jazz vocalist, you know, I know we probably both dig DJ Logic.
Right.
Jahi Sundance, all the guys who have a foot in both worlds.
Right.
Because
right.
You are just one amazing musician.
Yeah.
Where can we see you next?
Well, tonight I have my CD release party at the Highline Ballroom. Smoke Jazz Club is kind of my home venue, and you check the website. I'll be there this Sunday as well, but tonight will be a special night at the Highline Ballroom, so come on out, and we'll be performing music primarily from the new record, but we'll be doing some things from Water, and I'll also just be doing whatever I feel like doing. So,
yeah. get on down with your bad self.
Yeah.
Gregory, gentlemen, thank you so much for being on the show. It's wonderful to have you. Sound absolutely fantastic. Well, that's it for today and for my week of guest hosting Soundcheck. this has been wonderful. If you'd like to know more about me, Christian McBride, you can find a link to my website on the Soundcheck page, wnyc.org/soundcheck. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.